G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot on Monday the 4th of June 2012. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and let's discover together what they are sharing with us today. Over to you, Jim.
Keep focused on Christ. I don't need to tell you, my Christian friends, we are all facing troubled times around the world churches. The devil is on the prowl as a hungry lion, trying in various forms to bring God's people away from the Bible and believing that Jesus Christ alone can save us. He will try to put us off balance between loving our neighbour and adhering closely to God's word. We are being told, "Who are you to judge others' faiths? No one has the complete truth." But the fact is, we do have the complete truth. The Bible, speaking of itself, reads, "God's word is truth." John chapter 17, verse 17. Again, we also have people coming to us with this argument. "Why do you say Christ is the only way to God?" The answer again from God's perfect holy word is conclusive. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14 and verse 6. Could anything be any clearer? The question that we have to ask these complainers is this: who else has ever been before or is competent now to be the way to God? Who else has the qualifications of a perfect being? Jesus Christ alone fulfills that unique position of being sinless, doesn't he? Only a sinless person can save sinful people. On the other hand, the Bible has passed through all manner of criticism aimed at it, but comes out on the other side unscathed. All other so-called systems of truth have been found out to be full of discrepancies and have been changed many times over. People who have lived by the truth of God's word have never doubted its inerrancy. And time after time, we read of science having to bow to its authority and accuracy. What I may say may sound oversimplified, but it needs to be said. There are many muddied so-called routes to God, but they're all faulty. For starters, every other leader of the different religions is dead. Jesus Christ, however, is very much alive and proves he is risen by his presence in all believing Christians today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Do you remember that chorus in Sunday school? "You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart." If the Bible is true, and Jesus Christ is the truth, then heaven is real also. Jesus spoke of it several times, and other writers in the Bible have spoken of its magnificent beauty and perfectness. However, if heaven is a perfect place, it can only take perfect people to live in it. Otherwise, it will cease to be heaven. So how is this achieved? By all of us becoming new creations by the grace of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If we are to be fitted for heaven, we must be changed now. But how? Jesus Christ is the only answer. That's what Christmas and Easter are all about. Christ Jesus coming into the world, that's Christmas. To save sinners, which we all are, that's Easter. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Sins removed and a beautiful robe of Jesus Christ's righteousness to take its place. My sins gone, and his righteousness to take their place. The Bible says, "Mercy and grace have kissed each other." I like that verse. Because this is so, I can exclaim, no condemnation now I dread. I'm clothed and I'm being prepared for heaven. So through repentance and faith, which is the only way of acceptance with God, we have peace with God and an assured, glorious future in heaven. So, as we mix with all shades of belief in the people we meet, we need to be on the alert and keep God's armour in its place upon us. Leave no unguarded place is the command. So we must be diligent and watchful. Truth is truth. Error is error. There is no grey area. So check with God's holy word on any issue you are in doubt about. One final word to leave with you. I encourage you to learn the following quote off by heart. I have, and it has proved very helpful to me concerning reading the Bible regularly. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy. Don't forget, try to memorize it. It will do you good and help you. Bye. Have a nice Jesus-filled day.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, make us more aware when we are being tempted regarding the Bible and the person of Jesus Christ. Prick our consciences and make us quick to see truth from error when conversation or the printed page attempts to distract us or remove from us our beliefs in the veracity of God's word and the uniqueness of Jesus Christ as both Saviour and Lord, which is so clear in Scripture. Forgive us for doubts and fears and help us to be diligent in searching God's word, and help us to be living 24/7 for and with Christ. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.